Welcome to the meeting, members. The first item on the agenda is the chairman's notices, which relate to the sound recording of the meeting, what to do in the event of a fire. The two escapes are shown, and to be careful of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber, and finally to advise you that this meeting is being monitored and recorded by closed circuit television. Item two, apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chairman. We have apologies this evening from Councillor Miss Beale, Councillor Dobson, Councillor Miss Lewis, Councillor Keyes, Councillor Pratt, Councillor White, Councillor Miss White, sorry. And we also have apologies from Councillor Archer.
Thank you very much. Any other apologies from the floor? No? Right. The next item is the minutes of the meeting held on the 2nd of November. And they start on page 7. I'll go through them for accuracy only. Page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, 13, 14, 15.
Chairman.
15. Councillor Boyce.
Page 15, minute. 539, towards the bottom, Councillor Boyce advised the council that he wished to move another motion. That's not very clear. But what I actually said was I would advise the council of a further motion if the motion on the floor at the time failed. And I think that is important to do that.
I'm sure we can make the necessary amendments to that effect. Are members happy with that?
Chairman, and then if I take you over to page 16,
thank you.
After abstentions and the motion was declared lost, I then propose that the council take the following action. Actually, again, what I referred to was the report and an alternative action that not to take the action requested for the reasons outlined. I believe I have spoke to Miss Bird and I believe she has got the wording of that amendment ready.
Is everyone prepared to take that amendment or do you want it read out? Thank you very much indeed. 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Page 20, Chairman, thank you. Page 20, Chairman, under the resolve, Roman 2, merely for accuracy, Chairman, because I fear this might not be accurate, because it actually says that a report is coming back to this meeting on the Liss Hellig, and as far as I understand, that's not the case, although I will say, Chairman, that the Leader and the Deputy Leader have been brought up to date with this. So I presume that this is not accurate this minute, or else the officers haven't responded to it in the way in which Council thought they were going to. Thank you, Chairman.
Well, I think, with respect, Councillor Fluker, the minute is accurate, because that's what was said or agreed at the meeting. Whether it's happened since is not part of these minutes. But I take your point. Okay. Right, we go back to the main agenda. Have we dealt with the minutes? Oh, sorry, everyone happy with the minutes? Agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you. Right, we now have declarations of interest, please, members. Councillor Sismi.
Prejudicial interest in relation to one of the recommendations from finance in agenda item number 7 as an employee of Goldman Sachs.
Thank you. Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Chairman, yes, I wish to declare a non-pecuniary interest in that I'm also a member of Essex County Council, within the reports that may relate in any way to that authority, and I would especially highlight perhaps Malden District Design Guide, agenda item 9, but any others that may have a reference.
Thank you. Any other members?
Yes,
Leader?
Thank you, Chairman. Also, non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council. As I said, non-pecuniary interest, any matters arising pertaining to that organisation. Thank you.
Nothing from you, Councillor Savage, tonight?
Do we not yet.
Right. I'm advised that number item 5, there are no public questions. Is that correct? Thank you. we now go on to Chairman's announcements, and I would like to first of all thank all those members who attended the carol service, which was held at Southminster this year, which I found I thoroughly enjoyed, and I think was a great success. And I have sent thank you letters to all those people who helped, and thank you all very much. But there's been, whilst it seems the number of civic functions is dropping, as you've probably seen from the regular news breaks, that I am going around the district and meeting some very interesting people, and thoroughly enjoying it. There's been some, it was a very good reception held at the Museum of Power to mark its 20th anniversary, which proved very interesting, but unfortunately the heating had broken down and it was absolutely freezing in there. But and I did say that with all you engineers, surely someone could mend the boiler, but evidently it had run out of oil, but you mustn't say that. Anyway, thank you very much. The only other thing under my announcements is to wish you all a very happy Christmas and an enjoyable New Year, and also to ask you and your guests to join me for some light refreshments after the meeting. Thank you very much. Right, we now start then at item 7 with the recommendations to the committees for decision by the council. And in connection with this, you should have an addendum on your desks, and it's also on mod.gov for those of you who are electronic. And we therefore will start at page 21, I believe, and you'll need the addendum fairly soon. So we're on page 21, item number 7. And on page 22, we start with the Planning and Licensing Committee. And I think there's, Mrs. Channel, there's some amendments here, which would you present, please?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, page 22. Well, the first recommendation falling before Council is to do with the taxing private hire criminal convictions policy, licensing conditions and scheme of delegation. I trust, Chairman, the extract from the minutes is self-explanatory and the recommendation. However, I just would like to point out regarding paragraph 2, where it refers to the Chairman in consultation with the licensing officer and senior solicitor would discuss this and update the policy to include the appropriate wording. I can advise discussions have taken place, Chairman, and the legal officer and myself and Ms. Gibson have formulated some words. So I will advocate that the policy document lying before members is accepted tonight, and I will ensure with the Chief Executive and the Legal Officer and myself that the policy reflects appropriately regarding the property. Instead of saying reasonable period, there will be a defined statement there which should link in actually with the conditions. It's the conditions that you need to reflect clearly what the wording should be, but we'll make sure there's some cross-referencing. So really, Chairman, it's as the order paper, but just with that proviso that perhaps in terms of the policy and the conditions that the Chief Executive, myself and the Legal Officer make sure the wording and cross-referencing applies and the documents dealt with accordingly, especially the conditions, and should it be the case, any matters, should they be required to do so, under the guidance of the Legal Officer will go back to P&L. But the policy as it stands, Chairman, is largely unamended.
Okay, accept the recommendation? Members? Yep, right. There's another one, I think, on 22.
There is, Chairman. Again, I hope it's very straightforward, that the extract of the minutes make it clear. And again, it's regarding a policy for the exemption of taxi drivers. And I think you can see the wording talking about disabled persons and regarding guide dogs and hearing dogs. Council may recall we did some while ago have the policy regarding this and explaining the terms of exemptions and about the requirements on the rent regulations, and this really is just making that matter all-conclusive, Chairman. So I'd hope Council would agree to that.
Accept that, members. Yep.
thank you, Chairman. The next matter, if you wish me to go on.
Please continue. Thank you.
The Brownfield Land Register. Chairman, that is something we do have to do under the Town and Country Planning Act, Brownfield Land Regulations of 2017. We do have to have this published, Part 1, by the end of December. There was an earlier report to Planning and Licensing which explained the process that officers would go through. Subsequently, that has come back with that process having been carried out, and therefore, Chairman, I seek Council's agreement to make sure part one of that register is published on the Council's website and approve it, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Agreed that?
Agreed.
Right. Now, the next one, I think, Councillor Mr. Chandler, involves the addendum, does it not?
Yes, indeed, Chairman. If I could draw members' attention to the addendum before them tonight. again, members should recall this, that the main document did come before Council at the previous meeting. For reasons which I won't expand on now, the document had to be withdrawn. It went back to planning and licensing. What lies before members tonight is the document, and we need to agree some recommendations, which is really little one and little two, but with the exclusion as shown on the addendum. Unfortunately, I think with the cut and pasting, there were the other bits that had already been resolved by Council at the previous meeting. So really, Chairman, it's the item of adopting the document and to also agree Procedure Rule 13, which applies to voting. I seek Council's agreement and adoption.
Is everybody happy with that? Thank you very much.
I think that was that on that one. Right, Chairman, if I may then, shall I move on to the next item?
Yes,
if that's
please.
Okay. I can't find it now.
Well, you're over the page on 24, I think, now.
No, I've done that, I believe. I think it's on the addendum. Sorry,
yep.
It's on the addendum. This, Chairman, is to do with Council. Page 4 of your addendum. Who did?
So could you give us the minute number on the...
24 was the main part. The addendum now is new tonight, page 4.
Councillor, Mrs. Channer, can you give them the number of the paragraph, because there are no numbers on this addendum?
Well, I can't give you those numbers. I'm sorry, Chairman, I haven't got them in my sort of head. It's minute 588. I'm reading from the addendum that's been given me to me, Chairman.
Yeah.
Minute 588 on page 4, Councillor engagement in pre-application discussions and local development plan discussions, developer meetings.
Yep.
That's as much as I've got, Chairman. I'm sorry, I can't recall from the order paper.
No, that's right. Yeah.
This has
is everyone following this, or are you not clear?
Yeah.
Okay, carry
page
on,
page 24 was the previous one, which Council agreed, which I thought Councillor Harker had. Chairman, this really is quite straightforward. It's regarding issues that came up regarding the pre-application process in terms of dates. And several ward members felt excluded by not having dates they could perhaps attend. So largely the document is to ensure ward members are approached regarding availability, two dates that they can do, and then the remainder of members be invited. But also, Chairman, because now the adopted local plan is now there, the document does need to reflect that. So there's appropriate changes, which really is a matter of good housekeeping, to ensure the document ties up with the stages we're now at. But the main important part, Chairman, is about the ward members' issue and making sure they, for any pre-application discussions, can attend on two available dates or dates that they could attend and before the remainder members are sought to attend, Chairman, which I'm afraid hasn't been in the past the process. So that's listening to what ward members and members felt generally. And I hope Council may accept that, Chairman.
Thank you. I'm sure members will agree that's a good arrangement. Yeah. Everyone happy? Yeah. Councillor Boyce?
Chairman, I ask for Mrs. Channer's help because I might be wrong, but on page 8 below of 5 on the addendum, sorry, page 511 residential, an application of 50 dwellings. I thought we'd moved that up to... The question I would ask Mrs. Channer is, didn't we move this up to 75?
Yes.
I think I will actually check that out. I hope this document does reflect the latest, but I will check that out.
I thought it was dropped to 49 or something, under 50.
Yeah, I will clarify that point, but I thought it was where we are now. But I know at one time there was 75 referred to at one point.
Perhaps you could check that.
I will check that finer detail out.
In the next few days. Is that okay, Councillor Boyce?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Right. Now, we now come to Finance and Corporate Services, but, Leader, you want to say something then?
Well, no, I was in the absence of the Vice-Chairman, and on the basis that Councillor Sismes that a pecuniary interest. Perhaps he could deal with everything except 4.6.2. Is that?
Thank you. That's excellent. Thank you.
Exactly. That's what I was planning to do. So I'll withdraw for the half-yearly Treasury Management Update section. But in relation to the other items that are listed here, one of them is actually withdrawn, which relates to the 2018-19 budget proposals. That was actually in the meeting. Most of those elements were actually resolutions rather than recommendations. There was one potential recommendation in the paper originally, but it actually related to the capital proposals, and those are going to come back to a future finance meeting. In relation to the other items, with the exception of the half-yearly Treasury Management Update, happy to take any questions that people have. There is, you'll
can
see...
Can you just put the recommendations on their own, please, separately?
Okay, very happy
four,
to.
Two,
so, Section 4.2, Discretionary Rate Relief Scheme and Approval of Annual Rural Settlement List. Is that agreed?
Everyone happy with that?
Okay. Local Council Tax Support Scheme.
Yeah, 4.3.2.
Agreed.
Everyone happy with that? Good.
The Annual Review of Financial Regulations. That has one modest change, which is listed on page 4, which changes the word debt to the word credit appropriately. Is that agreed?
Go, Councillor Savage. You might have been beaten to the post.
You see, I did say I might have something to say. It is on the addendum, and it's 4.1.1, a minute extract. It refers to the question Councillor Fluker asked. Now, we have here, as I'm sure the chairman would have noticed, a very interesting piece of grammar on the second line. Those persons whom had previous debts to the council written off. My question is for the clarity. What is the time limit of that not extended to? Is it in perpetuity or does it have a time limit?
In the absence of a time limit being agreed by the committee, it's in perpetuity.
Okay. And did you all get the amendment? It was done rather quickly. You need to change the word debts to credits on that after Councillor Fluker's paragraph. Okay.
Is that agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. The replacement commissioning and procurement strategy and contract procedure rules in section 4.5.
Everyone happy with that?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, the council tax base 2018-19, section 4.8. Is that agreed?
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed. Excellent. With that, I shall withdraw.
Where did you get 4.8 from? We haven't got a 4.8. Where did you get 4.8 from, I'm sure?
4.6.
Thank you. Yeah, but we've just done 4.5. We're now doing 4.6. Right, leader, can you put this, please?
Councillor Fluker will do it, Chairman.
Okay, thank you.
Member of the committee.
Thank you, members. This is, I draw your attention to paragraph 4.6.1, which is which refers to the report of the Director of Resources with regards to half yearly treasury management. This is really a housekeeping piece of work, and the recommendations you'll find on 4.6.2. Chairman, do you want me to put the two recommendations?
Yes, please.
The first recommendation is that the proposed amendment to the Treasury Management Strategy 2017-18 relating to prudential indicators for an operational boundary for external debt and an authorised limit for external debt be approved.
Agreed.
And the second recommendation, Chairman, that the proposed amendments in relation to investment strategy attached as Appendix 9 to the report be approved. Is that agreed?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Councillor Sismi, please.
Yes, you've got to come back and do one more, I think. That's it. Welcome back, Councillor Sismi. Councillor Savage.
Yes, Chairman. I didn't follow everything that Councillor Sismi said. I couldn't find a 4.8.
Yeah.
Perhaps he could...
It was 4.6, I think. just done.
I think given
we're going to do 4.7.
I think given that we actually took 4.7 out, because as I said, that was removed, that made the council tax base then section 4.7, if that helps.
Well, I haven't got 4.7.
Yes. Okay. Right. Can I go on? Right. So we've dealt with the recommendations. Just to note, the minutes reported last meeting are now published, and they're all over on the on page 4 of the main agenda. And then we come to item 8, which questions in accordance with procedure rule 6, and there are none. And then we go on to the Malden Design Guide, item 9, which is on page 239. Leader, will you start this, please?
Thank you very much, Chairman. Members, this is very straightforward. This results from Planning and Licensing Committee who approved the amendments and the additions to the draft Malden District Design Guide in September of this year. They have been the design guide has been attached as an appendix, and the recommendation to the council is to adopt this Malden District Design Guide as a supplementary planning document. Supplement to policy D1 in respect of design quality and the built environment of the local development plan. Thank you.
Is everyone happy with that? Thank you. Then we go on to page 249, item 10, committee structure review. Leader, this is another bit of...
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this is another piece of housekeeping resulting from the recent change from the committee structure review that we took at the last full council meeting, and this is just to adjust some of the constitutional impacts of those changes.
Any questions on that?
Agreed.
Oh, Councillor Harker.
Yeah, I can't find it now. I've got it. It's on page 251, where it says in little three dot things, requests must be made in writing to a dedicated email address. We still do not have a dedicated email address for calling. I suggest calling at malden.gov.uk, but we still haven't got one.
Okay.
Chairman, I'm happy that that can be looked at. Thank you.
Okay. Everyone happy with item 10?
Agreed.
Thank you. Item 11, investigating and disciplinary panel. This is, we need some more members to this, I believe. Leader, would you take this, please?
Well, Chairman, as you can see, this report results, it's an update on and a revision of the constitutional arrangements for the IND investigating and disciplinary panel. We have to look at the membership of that. The recommendations at the update that members have noted and endorsed, and that the council appoints a pool of 10 members with political balance, and we invite the named independent people below to serve on the investigating and disciplinary panel. Chairman, it's not envisaged that this panel will be called on very often, but as you can see from that recommendation, we need to appoint a pool of 10 members, which I think we could probably do tonight by a show of hands of those that volunteer. They need to not be already serving members on the investigating and disciplinary panel. Don't touch at once. Okay, so if you... Members, if... I'm sorry, Tom.
Leader, do...
Yeah.
Do we need one from the independent group?
We do need one from the independent group. One nomination from the... independent group. So would members who wish to be on this pool, who are not on the current investigating disciplinary committee, please raise their hands.
You're already on it, you can't be on this. Just keep your hands up, because the chief executive is writing them down.
Have we got 10?
Excuse me, Chairman, I believe there are hands up of people, of members who do in fact sit on the IND.
No, I've already said, members, if you are on the existing investigating and disciplinary panel, you can't be on this, in this pool.
Sorry, may I say, Chairman, that is the same as the standards. They're the same people.
Yeah.
So if you're on standards...
Same as the standards.
Right, I think we've got the message now.
Right. If you're on standards, you don't put your hand up, please.
Well,
two.
Boyce's hand's gone up.
Boyce's and Joseph.
Joseph, you've done it.
We're there, thank you.
No, one. Okay. Yes, Chief Executive, can you just read those names out so everyone's sure?
Chairman, so that's Councillor Mrs. Harker, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Sismi, Councillor Mrs. Channer, Councillor Shrimpton, Councillor Hell.
No,
I'll take him off.
Got to take
sorry.
Him off.
Councillor Helm, Councillor Beale, Councillor Pudney, Councillor Boyce, Councillor St Joseph. So we need one more. Councillor Miss Bamford. Oh, sorry,
right,
we are there.
Fine.
That's it. That's
it. Have we got 10, Councillor Chief Executive?
Yep.
Well, how many are you going to pick from 10?
Chairman, I can't remember. So it's done when it is called.
You don't need another
pool,
subsidy.
No, the pool is 10, Chairman.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, everyone happy with that? Those members are on that? We hope it doesn't meet. Everyone happy?
Agreed.
Right, agenda item 12, schedule of meetings, which is straightforward. It is there before you, and you see, by request, Miss Bird has put colours, blue colours on the timetable so we all know when the school holidays are. Which does affect some of us, even if we haven't got school-aged children. Everyone happy with that? No, Councillor Savage.
Well, it's been brought to my attention on 2/2, that's the second part.
Yep.
In the second column, where you then come on to the next year, it says January 2018. I'm sure that's 19.
Yeah. Everyone noted that? We'll have that changed. Thank you, Councillor Savage. That was your comment as well, Councillor Harker, was it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Everyone accept that?
Yeah.
Right. So that deals with that. And we're now on 13, questions to the Leader of the Council in accordance with Procedure Rule 1.3. Any hands going up? Nobody wants to question the leader tonight. No. Oh.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to all. Right. Now, although there is no business, Councillor Dewig, I think you want to make a proposal.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I would like to propose, hopefully duly seconded, a motion under Rule 5, Paragraph 15, that the rules of procedure should be suspended for this item in order to discuss the way that council committee meetings are presented to the council in such as agenda item 7 tonight.
That's seconded. Do you wish to speak to it? Purely, not the idea, the motion of going into committee. You're satisfied that what you've said is enough?
Yes, Chairman,
The vote effectively is, it's been duly seconded by Councillor Harker, is to suspend standing orders or suspend the rules. Is everyone happy with that? And if so, please show. Anyone against? No. Right. Okay, so from now until the end of the meeting, standing orders are presented, and I take it you're now going to make a proposal without notice.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
I think it can be fairly simple. Basically, it's that, although it seemed fairly easily dealt with tonight, I can assure you as Chairman and other members who weren't prepared that there has been a meeting in the meantime and these items were discussed, and there's a terrific amount of confusion on this. I don't think the present way of presenting committee meetings to the Council work at all well. They certainly do not work as well as the way we used to do it. And I would like to propose, again, if it's duly seconded, that we return to the original system that we had before of presenting council minutes to the presenting committee minutes to the council. So we go back into a system that's a lot simpler, a lot easier to understand. If we're confused, I'm sure members of the public are confused with the way we're doing it at present. And it may well be that we need a different way of doing it, but we should return to the original system until a better way has been thought through. Thank you, Chairman.
I'll second that.
Sorry, Councillor Harker had already seconded it. Do you wish to speak to it now, or do you want to speak later?
I do wonder whether we need to present the area planning committee meetings in the way they were. It's just the programme committees and audit, I think, is where the confusion lies. I think in the area committees, because they're all resolved, there's no point in going any further with it. It's the programme committees that... I'm lost. We were voting tonight, and I ain't got a clue what I was voting for. Well, I didn't vote.
Can I? Thank you. Can I just go back, Councillor? Are you happy that that your proposal does not include the area committee?
Yes, Chairman. I think it's the programme committee is a really important one, and I think those are what I'm looking at. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, leader.
Well, Chairman, I welcome Councillor Duick's intervention. Clearly, it was done with the best intentions when we changed the system to simplify matters. It hasn't actually proved that successful. I'm quite happy that we do go back on a temporary basis to how we used to deal with the reviewing the minutes of committee meetings and obviously how we handle the recommendations and resolves as we did. But can I suggest, Chairman, that we set up a working party to look at an alternative method to try and address the problems and to streamline the existing system rather than go on ad infinitum the old way. So just as a temporary measure, Chairman, subject to, as Councillor Duick has suggested, us coming up with a better solution.
Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Fluker.
Thank you, Chairman. As you know, I've always been a great champion of a paperless council. So, you know, I do support what Councillor Duick says, because we do seem to be getting in the muddle on these, but I think we really need to be sure that we are going to do this in the spirit of paperless, because we are just producing far too much paper, and we have undertaken an audit in relation to how much paper we are producing for council minutes, and it is going against what we decided not to do. Chairman, I don't know if the 151 officer or the Director of Resources wants to add anything to the cost of this, or indeed if it is done paperless, that there will be no cost.
Sorry, Councillor, my understanding is that this won't make any difference to our drive to go paperless at all. Because
Chairman,
I would
hate to think, Chairman, that I had you at a disadvantage, even though standing orders are suspended. But I fear that there are some amongst us who are actually working in quite an opposite way to paperless, even though, Chairman, they have iPads, and in some cases iPads and laptops. So I do hope that the spirit of this will be followed through. But I'm nevertheless grateful to what the 151 says. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. We are currently undertaking an audit of both everybody's IT hardware and also the amount of paper that we are producing for minutes, and also the postage costs of sending those agenda papers out to members.
Councillor Mrs. Acevedo, is it on, because we're getting off the subject, we're not here to debate paperless, we're here talking about presentation of minutes.
Just very quickly, Chairman, thank you. I completely agree with Councillor Fuca. However, I do believe that if we are going to be going completely paperless, and we're clearly going to save a lot of money, then training needs to be given to members who do not know how to use these.
We're not debating paperless, I'm sorry. The motion relates to the presentation of the minutes. So if anyone wants to speak on the presentation of the minutes, please do. Leader.
Well, Chairman, I'm just wondering whether Councillor Duick will accept the an amendment to his proposal that we'd set up a working group. And clearly the working group can address things like a system that is more friendly to working paperless.
You happy with that, Councillor Duick?
Yes, Chairman, I mean, with a slight caveat in that if we're going to go back to where we were before, we need to be with that for a couple or 3 months, meetings before we decide to change it all again, because otherwise we're all just going to get ourselves in another muddle, and we end up risking getting in a bigger muddle still by changing. And we want to get it right this time. We don't want to go back to where we were and then finally come up with another system that is as bad or worse than the one we are just trying to get rid of. So I think we need time to settle down and then look at a working party after that, and it'll give us a time to think about it. Thank you, Chairman.
Well, perhaps, Councillor Duick, if you volunteer to go on the working group, you'll better make those points. Councillor Harker.
Yeah, I think working groups, if you're not careful, is another speak for kicking it in the long grass. Could we add to the proposal that the working group reports to the next full council meeting, just to put the screws on it a bit?
I think that's a bit too close. Councillor Boyce.
I can't raise a point of order because we've suspended Pauline in orders. But as you keep rightly saying, that we're talking about the motion to return to the old system of presenting minutes. All this additional is extra. And I believe Councillor Harker actually seconded the proposal, and now he's making an amendment to the proposal that he seconded. So can we, Chairman, stay with the motion as presented by Councillor Dewitt?
Councillor St Joseph, you had your hand up, and then Councillor Sisney.
Thank you, Chairman. I was just going to look at the idea of it being a temporary suspension, because temporary can mean several things, and wondered if the leader wished to put a time limit on that.
Chairman, I take on board what Councillor Dewick has said. I think it will take as long as it takes to come up with the right system. He's quite right. The last thing we need is another abortive change. Yeah. So I think I would rather not set a strict timetable. I would prefer to work on it, to consult with other members, and to get something that is going to be workable. And I think in respect of Councillor Harker's suggestion, the February meeting is far too soon, and we're in danger of coming up with another problematical solution.
Councillor Sisney? Oh, you were making a funny face at me. I thought you wanted to speak. Anybody else want to speak on this? Right, can we... Oh, sorry, Councillor Fluker.
Chairman, I know that Councillor Harker always talks about the long grass, and I don't look forward to the day when I meet him in there, but if there is going to be a working group, I'm sure that the council will support me in my suggestion that Councillor Harker's actually in it, on it, not in the long grass, but on the committee. So, and I look forward to meeting him there. Thank you, Chairman.
I suggest you bring back your standing orders.
Councillor Boyce, I'd like to stop you, but I can't because standing orders are suspended, so carry on.
Chairman, we are not debating working groups. The motion is quite simple. It's nothing to do with working groups. However the leader deals with this after this council meeting, that would be the way forward.
But I'm powerless with no standing orders. I can't keep order, you see.
No. Oh, yes, you can. Because I believe...
That says it in the standing orders.
I believe the suspension of standing orders was only in relation to Rule 4.
But it does remain until I close the meeting, which I'm about to do.
Yeah, Chairman. Yes.
Just, can you just confirm that you're all in favour of Councillor Dewick's proposal? All those, everyone's hands up, yes? Yeah. Virtually everybody. Jolly good. Thank you very much indeed. Sorry? Right, I'll close the meeting and thank you very much indeed.